Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today we're going to be going through all the frequencies for all the different parts of the body. But then we're going to expand into a very complex realm of all the vibrations in the entire body. So our intention is that we all might find the exact frequencies for us, for every part of the body, right? And be perfectly healthy. That's all. Before we begin, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Let me share my screen here. So we've got a open house coming up at a week from tomorrow, August 28th, from 1 to 5. If you're in the area, come on in anytime, part or the whole time. People that come the whole time don't want to leave, right? We put you on the sound lounge and bliss everybody out. We talk about how sound works and do a lot of heart opening sound meditations. It's really, really fun here in Sausalito. Our next certificate program in Sausalito starts September 6th, half online. The lectures are online, and then the experiential and practices at the Institute for 3.5 months. You can start the online portion anytime. You can find that at soundhealingcenter.com, or just go to soundhealingcollege.com. You'll find all the info on the classes. So we also have the certificate program online completely. That starts, next start time is September 8th. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in the universe. It's all about how sound and vibration make up the whole universe, how you can use it for a practice, and also how to get really peaceful and really still and really activated, if you like, with sound. All right. We've got over a dozen instructors, so it's really, really effective. Our recording program starts September 13th. It's completely separate than the sound healing program. I wrote the number one selling books in the field of audio recording. So you learn all about using a digital audio workstation for recording. We also have classes in music theory as well. And it's just one day a week, Tuesdays, 12 to 2 p.m., and you will learn how to record, mix, and produce. If you're interested, you can check it out on the website, also at soundhealingcollege.com, or you could email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or even call 415-777-2486. We also have our next voice analysis training, which is the training for the software that we sell, on October 15th. You have to join by October 2nd. And it's really, really effective. You can do treatments and assessments online or over the phone, so it's really good, good thing to add to your practice. We also have, that's it. Sound Healing Radio is happening, but that's right now. Okay. So on our website, soundhealingcenter.com, you can go to the website for the school. You can go to the store where we have over 300 musical instruments and technologies. We've got tuning forks, we've got gongs, we've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, we've got light technologies, we've got frequency devices that put sound in the water. We've got over 100 CDs. A lot of them are frequency CDs you can play on the body. We also have my books in audio recording and my book in sound healing as well, and videos as well. And then we have the Sound Lounge Center, and you can find that in the store where we have all of our technologies for vibrating you into bliss. We've got sound lounges, sound tables, sound pillows, sound dolphins. We have sound vests, and sound belts that will get rid of pain. You can find that all in the store or go to soundloungecenter.com. We also have the Sound Therapy Center with a wide range of treatments. What main ones we do are the voice analysis and where we can find your metabolism note or your home note and tune binaural beat brainwave CDs to you for delta for sleep, for theta for creativity and relaxation, for alpha for presence and learning, for beta for overcoming ADD, and gamma for blissing out. Then we have the Research Foundation. In the Research Foundation, we've got a whole range of clinical papers you can check out. And we also have the links to the Medical Sound Association, where we have over 25 treatment plans for a wide range of issues, detailed treatment plans that we've come up with over 600 doctors and sound therapists. You can join the association, Medical Sound Association, just by clicking on the contact form. Right. We have bi-monthly meetings. We also have the Sound Education Association. If you go to Sound Education, it's also on the Sound Healing Center website, soundeducationcenter.com, and we have over 500 exercises for kids of all ages, for physics of vibration, instruments, sounds, music, sacred geometry, emotional expression. It's really effective. We've been doing classes with the kids now for a few months with 3 to 6 year olds. And we're looking to bring this into public and private schools around the world. We have our next meeting of the association tomorrow from 10 to 1. If you're interested, email me, david@soundhealingcenter.com, and I will send you the link to the Zoom to get into the meetings, free, of course. All right. Or you can just go to soundeducationcenter.com and then click on the contact form, and that's how you can sign up as well. So those are all the things we have happening. Today we're talking about all the different frequencies for all the different parts of the body. It's a little overwhelming, especially if you look at just the detail in the body. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, there's so many different levels you can look at as well. But let me show you some of the frequencies that people have come up with for the different organs. Let's see. Here we go. So I've collated these from about 10,000 frequencies that we hand out in our classes. So you can see frequencies for the heart, frequencies for kidney, liver, bladder. On this chart, you can see about 10 to 15 frequencies for each of these, right? And so these can be a good place to start. But here's the problem. And this is what everybody in the field that's done some detailed research, especially John Stuart Reed and Jeffrey Thompson, the main researchers in the field. It's different from person to person, right? That's why no one agrees on anything. It's different from person to person. What we really need is a range, right? So of all the hearts out there, the frequency for them range from here to here, right? And then we could just use that range. That's the chart that we really need, and that's what we're working on in the Medical Sound Association, is to get that chart. Because to say there's a specific frequency is really kind of convoluted, right? But here's the other problem. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the physical size? I mean, there's two main frequencies you can find in physics. One is the frequency of spaces between walls, especially parallel walls, and the frequency of materials, which are the materials themselves. And there's a completely different mathematical formula for these two frequencies, right? So if you're looking at the heart, there's going to be the frequency within the heart chambers, right? And that's a really important frequency. It's a resonant chamber. That frequency can totally resonate the entire chambers of the heart, right? It's going to be a little bit different from person to person because everybody's chambers are a little bit different in size, right? In fact, I guess that all four chambers are really close in size, but even those are a little bit different, right? But then there's the materials of the heart, which are going to have a completely different frequency. You got the frequency of the actual muscles. You got the nerves. You got all the different parts of the heart. Even the blood. Even the fluid. Right. You've got all these different frequencies within the materials of the heart. And this is not even to mention the cellular level. At the cellular level, there's a whole nother frequency, right? And then you go to the molecular level, an atomic level, and there's a whole nother frequency there, right? I mean, what we really need is a hierarchy to be able to see the hierarchy of all the frequencies there are in that organ, right? I imagine that the frequency of the cells in relation to the materials, in relation to the chambers, are all going to be in some harmonic relationship, right? I wouldn't think that it would be completely dissonant between all the parts, right? If the heart's healthy, right? And that's a whole nother ball game. I mean, is the heart healthy? How healthy is it? I mean, nobody's perfectly healthy anyway, right? So what are we looking at? Are we looking at a partial healthy heart, right? So it's really complex. Now, it's not impossible to figure this out, but we need a device to be able to measure it without killing the person. Actually, MRI gives you a pretty good readout of the electromagnetic frequencies within any organ or any part of the body, and those are actual frequencies. So that's a really good place to start, is the whole MRI map, right? But there's like a whole range of different muscle frequencies in the heart, right? From person to person, even. There's, even the blood type's probably going to be a different frequency based on blood type, right? So we could look at that blood type, right? I mean, it's really shockingly complex. In fact, Jeffrey Thompson actually talks about many different levels, let's see, other than just the cellular and the material and the space. Let's see, let me show you my book because I got it in my book here. So if we can look at, he even looks at the frequency of the at the quantum level of the phonons and the sonoluminescence, the atoms that we mentioned, chemical compounds in that heart, right? Cellular, the glands that are working with the heart. Of course, the water or the blood, the piezoelectric frequencies, there's electrical frequencies. And then there's the frequencies that the heart's interacting with the brain. And not to even mention, which we'll come back to, the emotions, emotional frequencies that you are running, right, that are affecting the heart. I mean, we could even look at the meridian frequencies, the acupuncture frequencies within the meridians, right? And even the chakras. What about the heart chakra? How does that affect the whole thing? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who the hell put this together, right? It's just so freaking complex. It's ridiculous, right? It's really amazing. But the obvious thing is, and the main thing I go on, is it's got to be all in harmony. It's not like all the parts of even the heart are going to be completely out of tune with each other, right? That wouldn't work well together. And we're not even talking about the actual rhythms of the heart. I mean, we've got the whole rhythms. That's like the biggest part, right? So we got the rhythms versus the frequency. Rhythms are technically frequency, right? Just lower frequencies, right? So those rhythms in the heart are going to be in time with the cellular vibrations, right? I mean, it's like it's all in sync. So that gives us a really good clue. Once we start to find the frequency of any of the parts, ultimately it's going to be a musical interval relationship between all the other parts, but not only within the heart, but also in relation to all the other organs, right? I mean, if you're healthy, all the parts are going to be humming and vibrating rhythmically in time, in harmony, right? I mean, maybe the digestive fluids in the stomach are a little weird, right? They're probably a little edgy, but everything else is like totally working together, right? So that's one thing we know. So when we look at all of the musical interval relationship, the relationships between the frequencies, that's where we can really start pinning things down, right? And then ultimately use a electron microscope like the Raman spectroscopy that John Stuart Reed's been using to actually find the entire harmonic content of a cell. Right? So we could, it would take a little while, but we could actually find the entire frequency content, all the frequencies of a cell, because even a cell is not just one frequency. A cell is a whole range of frequencies. So we find that harmonic content of the cell, and then we can add up all the cells to get the actual home note and fundamental frequency of the entire organ. All right. So this is really where we're headed. And it's just a matter of having a device that we can monitor actual frequencies scientifically. Cell's a good place to start because if you get the cells, you can add up the cells and get the overall organ frequency, right? Or combination of frequencies. But remember, there's always a base frequency whenever you have more than one frequency, if things are in harmony, right? There's always a fundamental that everything else is based on. So we could add up all of those cell frequencies and get the fundamental frequency of the heart itself. It's not rocket science. It just needs a rocket science device to be able to do it, right? But this Raman device, can do it. It just can't do it in the body. It has to be outside of the body. So we still need a device that can do it in the body. But I believe there's devices like that out there. Right. So all these different frequencies we're talking about may be different from person to person, but the relationships are actually stable. And I bet a little bit. I don't know if I'd bet a whole lot, but I would bet a little bit, maybe a lot of bit, that this relationship of the frequencies and the body in different parts of the body, the relationship, the musical interval relationship, is the same from person to person. If that's true, which a few psychics have said, but hard to trust them, but I've had a few say, yes, the musical interval relationships are the same between all healthy humans. If that's true, we're talking the golden grail here, the holy grail, right? It's the template of perfection for a human. Of course, everybody's a little bit different as far as the way music flows through those intervals, but the structure of the human body, even emotionally and mentally, maybe spiritually, is set, right? For a human. That's why we all look like people, right? We all look like people because we all have a similar structure, right? So if we find this template of perfection for musical intervals within the body, we can then vibrate. All we have to do is find your key, right? And then we can actually vibrate you and everybody into that template of perfection of musical intervals, relationships, perfectly. Using needles with frequencies, microcurrents with electromagnetism, infrared light, or scalar waves, and scalar waves, use all of them, right? And then we've got that entire system. Okay, let me show you a few more frequencies now that I've kind of blown it out of the water, right? Show you all these frequencies and then say, nope, they're not really, it's hard to tell. I mean, how do we know what level they're looking at here when people come up with these frequencies? How did they come up with these frequencies? I know some of them come from psychics or intuitives. I know Barbara Heroes, her frequencies came from a psychic, right? Some do muscle testing, right? I mean, what level are they looking at, right? Here's a chart that actually shows all the different frequencies of the endocrine glands, which is really important, right, to know the frequency of endocrine glands so we can get a balance of all endocrine glands. Actually, it's really dangerous, right, because you could throw off the endocrine system really easily, right, if you don't have a good balance of your hormones. I mean, it's a mess, right? But it's very cool because we could actually map out and measure the hormonal balance and use frequencies instead of drugs to actually balance it out. This is very cool. Or if you want to just get really high, right, open up the pituitary and pineal gland. Here we have God. There's God, right? The possibilities are very cool. Although some people say, be careful because people have to be ready before you start opening up these portals, right? So that's the endocrine gland frequencies, right? Now, there's a whole set of frequencies that Dr. Peter Guy Manners came up with using, actually they did research in the war, in World War II, and he got the information from some doctors, but he also had a device where he measured it with on people. And in these frequency lists that he has, that are published by Gary Buchanan in his book Sona, it's the center frequency of the five frequencies. The other four frequencies are based on Chinese tuning systems from China. Basically, I think Pythagorean tuning is where the other four frequencies came from. So it's the center column, which is the core frequency. But even with this, I mean, you would think that the frequencies of the organs would be what's right. And if we have a disease, then that would be what's wrong or the remedy for what's wrong, right? So it's hard to tell when, you know, exactly if we're talking about what's right or what's wrong, but for the organs, at least it would be, surely it's what's right, right? Except when we look at disease, it's hard to tell what it's about. Right? So here we have 1184 for the heart, 1182 for the arteries, 1183 for the veins. The blood is 1,085, and lymphatic glands have a frequency, spleen is 1,175, right? And then we have here their chart for the different endocrine glands from Peter Guy Manners, 1,165 hertz for the pineal gland, right? If that's really true, we could totally use that to open up the pineal gland to source. But I bet that it's different from person to person, right? It must be different, but there's a range. So we could actually zone in on it, or maybe even doing a sweep between the frequencies that cover all humans for the pineal gland, right? That could be cool. Let me play you some of these frequencies. Actually, this is all five frequencies, right, of the for the pineal gland, not just that center one. So Okay, here's the actual pineal gland frequency set. Trip, huh? Here's the thyroid. Ultimately, we should be able to heal the thyroid by actually playing a frequency so there's no more thyroid disease. The endocrine glands are so receptive to frequencies, right? Here's the thymus. They say the thymus is the portal to universal love, the high heart. So here's, let's check out this. This is the thymus. Here's the pituitary gland, which is supposed to open the third eye. All right, check this out. Actually, while I'm here, I want to show you this one frequency set that a medical intuitive friend of mine came up with. He says that the main problem with energy is it gets stuck in the teeth. And the teeth go to all the meridians or connect with all the meridians, which cause problems in all the organs. So he actually does clearing on the teeth. And one day I said, Michael, you have a frequency for clearing the teeth. And he goes, let me check in with source. And he came up with 851, 852, 859, and 963 hertz. So this is for clearing the trigeminal nerve, which is the main nerve that goes to the teeth, right? It's really, really effective here. Check this out. And then he also, same guy, came up with this frequency for getting rid of pathogens in the body, which includes the virus, right? This is 9,191 hertz. I added a low frequency so it'll vibrate physically on the body too. So here's 9,191 hertz for getting rid of pathogens. We're on the threshold of a new medical field right here, right? I mean, oh my God, if when we start, especially when we get a device where we can measure it precisely in you, that's when we're really going to have something that's really cool. I mean, the other cool thing that I talk about a lot is actually finding music that is tuned, or getting music that's tuned to your actual metabolism, especially to your brainwave rate. Let me play a little bit of a song that is tuned to me. Okay, so this is B. I'm a B, which is a rhythm of whoa, 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 whoa. It's about 7 cycles per second. And I'm going to play a little bit of this song in B. For out with alpha frequencies embedded in it, so they're going to be going na 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 in the background, right? I'm just going to play a little bit of it, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. So check this out. This is tuned to me. This is awakening. took me out, right? Because that's totally tuned to my metabolism, to my key of me, right? And alpha as well, which is pretty activating, although it actually started to mellow me out really a lot. It's like, okay, I better stop or else I'm not going to be able to talk, right? So this is very cool, and we actually have that song in every key, right? So we do an assessment where we can find the rhythm of your brain. You can also even look at all the different rhythms in the body. I mean, you got your brain rhythm, you got your breath rhythm, you got your heart rhythm, you've got the cranial sacral rhythm, you've got the digestive system rhythms, which are much slower. You've got all these different rhythms in the body, and they are all going to be related based on musical intervals, right? In fact, we're finding that most of them are octaves, which means double or quadruple, right? Some of them are in unison, exactly the same, especially when you're in the zone, like the heart and the brain synchronize, you know, completely synchronize, which means zone means when you're blissed out or just running love as well. I like my little kitty here, kind of blissed out. See, she's running love right now. Okay. So there's all the rhythms in the body as well that are all in harmony as well. And those, the cool thing about those rhythms, they're really easy to measure because we can hook up EKG and EEG and totally find them. With the heart EKG, we have to average out the heart because the heart goes up and down in rhythm, right? So we have to average it out. But we've already found that when you average out the heart, it's an octave of the rhythm of the brain waves, which you can see with EEG, right? So it's, again, all in harmony. It's all in harmony. So this is interesting, right? To be able to find the frequency of everything in the body and all the relationships. So what we're going to be looking at is the relationships of all the frequencies within the nervous system, all the frequencies within the circulatory system, all the frequencies within each of the 11 systems, right? And we'll use artificial intelligence to figure out the template of musical interval perfection for the whole body, which could heal every disease there is, right? Except there's the emotional body, which is a freaking mess, right? I mean, our emotions are, even if we're focused, right? Most of the time, we still have emotions that are like up and down all over the place. And who the hell knows how those are affecting the frequencies of all the systems, right, and all the organs. I mean, how does a emotion where you get a little upset for even a minute affect all the organs? How does it affect all the organs if you get blissed out for 5 hours? How does it all, since it's all changing, right? Oh my God, of course it's affecting it. We know it affects your digestion when you have different emotions, especially stressful emotions, but it's affecting every single part of the body. And how do you measure now the actual frequencies of the emotions in relation to the frequencies of the physical body? Well, you can also look at, you know, a general frequency of gratitude, I imagine it's different from person to person. It's not going to be the same. Maybe there's a range there as well, right? And then we can look at the frequency of love, right? Maybe it's a little bit, there's a range for love, right? And then universal love is even a higher range, right? Oh my God, right? How do these affect the body? But, you know, I haven't even mentioned, besides frequencies and musical intervals, musical flows. I talk about this many and many other shows, but musical flows are like a big deal. It's like we're talking about the energy that flows from one frequency to another. It's like playing a song. The best example of this is The acupuncture points are frequencies, and they're measurable. And when energy flows through a meridian, it's actually playing a song. Bum, 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 right? Through the different acupuncture points. It's got a very specific rhythm. Bum, 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 bum. And it's different from person to person. But the melody is going to be there as well. And that's probably different from person to person, right? So now we're talking of flow. And the whole deal is smooth flow. You know, you want smooth flow through that meridian to heal yourself. So you poke a frequency with a needle, right? So it will actually activate it, so it will actually receive and transmit the flow. But you could also use the frequency to harmonize that part, that note, right? So it will actually receive and transmit the flow, right? Because smooth flow through the body is the whole deal. Smooth flow without blockages. And this is true physically for all of the systems. Emotionally, smooth flow. Mentally, smooth flow, which is focus, right? Not jumping around, scattered. And even spiritually, I mean, gratitude, compassion, love, your soul, and even source are really good smooth flows, right? So now we're talking about all of these systems. Oh my God, let me show you this again. Show you this visually. Now we're talking about all of the systems in the body, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, right? Oh my God, what are the frequencies? Well, we can measure the brainwave frequency, so we can actually get that, we got that pinned down. Emotionally, that's the tricky one, especially since our emotions can go up and down from moment to moment. What do you average them out? Right? Or is it just like, or you could just like look at this way your system is reacting to those emotions. That's the way HeartMath does it. Looks at the physiological parameters that come from different emotions, right? And then there's also spiritually. If you get connected to source or God and you see the light, right? And you become one with the universe, what does that do to everything physically, mentally, emotionally? I mean, here we got all frequencies. You're one with all. And now it's one way to look at this is it's all about stable, consistent vibrations. And it's not so critical the actual frequencies. Although it is important, the actual frequencies, I should say. The actual stability is the core aspect. There's two levels. You got either chaotic or stable, right? Stable is when the body is healthy, every single part is stable and consistent with smooth flow, right? But then it gets very specific from there as to the actual frequencies, the musical interval relationships, and the songs going through all the parts of the body. Now we're talking about songs, smooth flowing music, right? That goes smoothly from note. So it's not flowing, like kind of like it's not really flowing. It's not really, it's kind of, or it gets stuck, which is a bummer, right? That can get, you can get sick easily with stuck, right? It's actually smoothly flowing up and down and all around, right? Till it gets to the end and then starts over again, right? So it's all about the smooth flow. Holy moly. Holy moly, right? I mean, we've been talking about all the different frequencies and how complex that is. And then we started talking about all how complex the musical interval relationships are. But what about all these musical flows? Everybody's got different songs playing through each of the 11 systems. You could even say there's a song playing right as the heart, right when the heart beats, right? It's like this whole song creating one heartbeat. Right? Because there's a combination of frequencies working together in time, over time, to create this twist, to create the little heartbeat, right? So it's actually a song. You could even look at the song within the cells. I mean, all the different, you know, parts of the cells moving around at a certain time in a melodic fashion, right? Oh my God. It's just like, who the hell put this together? Who the hell put this together? It's just a little complex, right? But I've come to believe that the musical interval relationships are the most important that we can access. Because all the songs are going to be quite different from person to person, even from moment to moment. Even if you're in the zone, they're going to be changing a little bit. We could probably track it down as we go, so we can know the 11 songs in your system. It's just a matter of finding the notes. We already know the rhythm, which are going to be in relation to the heart, brain, and breath, right? We just got to find the notes. When with this Raman electron microscope, we can find the harmonic content of the cells, which are the notes, right? Just got to then map out the rhythm. Now we got a melody. Oh my God. So we can get there. We can get the melody tuned to the person, right? That's going to be very specific to the person. I can't wait to hear all 11 songs playing through my body. Let's see if I got this image here. I got a really cool image. I may not be able to find it. Yep, here it is. Let me show it to you. Okay. I'm going to share my screen again. Okay. Zoom. Share screen. Okay, check this out. Here is an image of this energy flowing through all, not all, but a bunch of the systems, right? So it's basically lines of energy. You could think of it as meridians, but I'm thinking of it as the flow of energy through the circulatory system, respiratory system, you know, endocrine system, all the 11 medical systems, right? Which would be 11 songs playing melodies through all the 11 systems. And they're going to be all in sync. Even if you're not healthy, they're probably pretty much in sync or you'd be dead, right? If you're healthy, they're going to be really cool. I mean, imagine 11 songs in your body playing at once. It's actually what's going on. I can't wait. So we're creating a virtual reality system so you can put on a helmet, you can look down, you can see a graphic like this inside the body of all 11 systems flowing, because you'll be hooked up to EKG and EEG and be able to see exactly what's going on with the 11 systems in your body flow, the flow of the 11 systems. And when you do a meditation or use these frequencies and microcurrents and infrared light and scalar waves, you'll be able to see them all go into alignment. All 11 songs will synchronize. Oh my God, I can't wait to be able to have all 11 songs in my computer or in my phone to be able to listen to all the time, to get me back to that template of perfect flow for my system, right? Oh my God. Now, there's even another level. If I haven't blown your mind to the complexity already, we've just been talking mostly sound, right? But what about the light frequencies and the combinations of them and the flow of light through the body? What about the electromagnetics or an electricity and magnetism through the body? What about the scalar waves, the quantum energy flows through the body? I mean, there's all these different levels of vibration. It's not just sound. It's a large part, but there's also light, electromagnetism, and the quantum energies, scalar waves, right? Who the hell put this together? I'd like to get to know them. It's so funny, you know. It's so complex. I think, what are we trying to do here? Let's just like tune into spirit and just let spirit do the whole thing. That's cool. And one day, that's where we're all going to be. But our medical system is not even close to getting there, and not even on the path to get there, right? So the whole deal is we need to change the medical system and add to it, not get rid of it, but add to it techniques that were exactly of what we're talking about that will completely not kill people, right? Because there's so many things that are so bad for you in pharmaceuticals, you know. I mean, there's so many different things. I mean, right now there's a device called the focused MRI, and it will actually explode a cancer cell with ultrasound frequencies, and you can go home in a half hour. I mean, this is being introduced into hospitals now. It is happening. It's already starting to happen. Years ago, a few years ago, this guy called me up and he said that, you know, his guide said that sound, we're bringing sound into the hospitals, and it'll be 10 years before it's really, really completely embedded in hospitals. And that was a few years ago, right? And then this friend of mine who's totally psychic, she says, yeah, 10 years it'll be embedded, but it's 20 years before it'll be completely accepted by everybody. Well, that's like 20 years. That's not even a lifetime, right? 20 years and our entire medical system is completely changed. That's pretty cool. That is really pretty cool. Right. Let me play a little more of Awakening to end. Awakening tuned to me. Here's Awakening in Alpha. I'll just play the last little bit here, last few minutes. Okay, enjoy this. Are we sharing? Oh, no, we're not sharing. Oh, I gotta share my screen again. Okay, here comes. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
That's interesting. When I stopped sharing, the sound actually started working. That's really interesting. Let's see if I share again. Maybe that was the problem. Okay, and we'll hear a little bit of awakening to end. Okay, let's try it now. System. That's weird. It works when I. Okay. We'll run smooth flow through our system by sending love, the sound of love, to everybody on the planet, including ourselves. Any sound, just bring love into your heart now and go. Hold that frequency for the rest of the evening, rest of the weekend, rest of the week, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks and take care.